1888.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The sky's breaking up. We're getting some blue sky out here. It's going to be a nice day to work around the yards, plant your bulbs, go to the local nursery, get the beautiful flowering mums. Now, when you choose flowering mums, don't buy the ones in full color because they're not going to last long. Choose the ones that have buds that are just breaking open, revealing the color so that you get the color that you want. But choose the ones that are tight. That way you'll have much more blooming time in your garden. Well, the last few weeks we've been talking about a trip that we're planning in the spring to go to Croatia and Slovenia. And some of you may be saying, I never even heard of these countries. I mean, where, I don't even know where they are or what is there to see. So what I decided to do is I called a friend. Her name is Pamela Strand. And she works for Colette Vacations, and together we have planned many, many trips, and Pam is the one that suggested that this would be a great place to go. Not many people go there, because it's fairly new in getting tourism, and I thought we would invite her this morning to spend a few minutes, and she could tell us about what there is and why we are going to a country called Croatia. Pam, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
How are you today?
I'm doing great this morning. It sounds like you're doing well, too.
Oh, I'm having a great day. We've got all kinds of problems that we've been solved, and the weather has finally stopped raining. We're going to have a nice day, a nice weather for the next week. So I'm really pleased, and I'm happy that you were able to join us this morning. I know that you're very, very busy. But one of the reasons that we are putting this together is that you have been to Croatia, and I thought you'd be the perfect person to tell our listeners about why we are going there.
Well, Paul, I've been traveling with Colette for a long time, and I've traveled all over the world. And just recently, Croatia has become one of my favorite destinations that I've been able to experience.
Tell us about Croatia. Now, the hotel that we're going to stay, why is it nice for a change to stay in just a single hotel?
Well, this type of tour is really enjoyable because we're staying at this lovely five-star hotel right on the Adriatic Sea. And it really creates a wonderful leisure pace as we just unpack once and we return back to the same seaside town of Opatija each day. What's nice about it, too, is that it's the location is right in the seaside center of Opatija, so I was able to enjoy a wonderful leisurely walk along the coastal promenade, and it's within easy access to all the different shops and restaurants.
Now, is this a huge hotel that we're going to be staying at?
No, actually, it's not. What's nice about it, it only has about 92 guest rooms. So it's a really nice 5-star hotel. It has an indoor and an outdoor swimming pool, all the amenities, 24-hour service. People don't have to bring their hair dryers. It's one of those hotels that has all the amenities, even wonderful restaurants that are there that are open until 6 a.m. until midnight.
Now tell us about Croatia. I mean, when you and I had talked about this, you were really excited because you had a great time over there and got to saw a lot. But what makes Croatia so unique for people to go to?
Well, it's high on the list of many travelers now, as it was once part of Yugoslavia, and only has recently become available for touring. And there are incredible Roman ruins here, which rival those in Italy. And the history dates back to the 2nd century. And the town of Opatija was actually made known as the first spa in the 18th century for the European elite. What's wonderful about it, too, is that the weather is superb and the sea is gorgeous. Croatians speak beautiful English, so there's no one there that will have any difficulty getting around.
So if you get lost, at least you'll be able to speak the language to communicate on how do I get back to my hotel.
Right, exactly. But it's so nicely located that wherever you're standing, you'll be able to see the hotel because it'll be out there overlooking the Adriatic Sea. It's just beautiful.
Are the beaches nice there?
They're really lovely. And even though you'll be going in April, you'll find that the weather is going to be, you know, just a nice climate. I'm not sure that, you know, maybe us New Englanders who love to swim in the ocean during the cooler weather might want to take a dip. But I'd say that probably you want to go down there and stick your feet in the water and just to be able to really enjoy the seaside location.
Now, we have a lot of free days where we can just walk around the countryside. And are there things that we have planned or you have planned that will excite us?
Absolutely, Paul. One thing that we'll find on this tour is that there's going to be some nice options during those free times. So it allows people to be able to really make that choice. One of the choices would be going out to the Plitvice National Parks, which is a wonderful UNESCO World Heritage Site. On day 6, there's also an option to go to Venice. So for anyone that hasn't been to Venice, this is a great option to be able to go out there and enjoy a wonderful day trip.
Now, how far is Venice? I mean, is this something they're going to have to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and be on the bus all day?
Well, it will be one of your longer days, but I'd say that they'll probably be leaving anywhere about 7:30. That's actually the earliest day. What's nice about this tour is that it's such a nice leisure pace that a typical day is going to start anywhere between 8 and 9:30. So each day the tour is filled with something new, but it's combined in a way that will be some shorter days because some of the wonderful seaside towns that we're going to be visiting are very and within close proximity to Opatija. So the two longer days would be, you know, going out to Venice, but it's a wonderful full day that we'll be enjoying, as well as going out to the Plitvice Lakes, which is something you're definitely not going to want to miss.
Now, tell us about this lake and all of the waterfalls and everything that people will see.
Well, you're going to be in awe as you travel through the spectacular scenery. There's 16 terrace lakes that tumble into each other through a series of dramatic waterfalls and cascades, and it's surrounded by dense forests and lush vegetation. So over millions of years, a series of these rocky barriers were created, and behind the lakes, they were formed. So you're going to see through the park's forested hills, they're covered with common beech, white pines, Scott pines, European maples, and it's actually the home to more than 150 species of birds as well. So it's just a beautiful natural phenomenon. And what you'll do is you'll walk across these wooden paths that actually cross over the lake. So you're seemingly going to be walking on water. And then when you're finished with that walk, a short cruise will then take you across the lake. And this is beautiful, pristine lake.
Now, the one question that people always ask me, what's the food like when we get over there?
Oh, my gosh. Well, that was one of the things I loved the most, is it's so generous. what's wonderful about the food there is that there's so much food to choose from, but there's also quite a variety. And being by the sea, the fish and the seafood choices abound. The wine, Paul, is also great. Croatia is known for some of the most wonderful winemaking regions. And one of the things I loved was walking along the promenade, sitting at a seaside cafe and enjoying a local beer as well.
Wow. Now, we're going to go visit a vineyard, aren't we, where they make some of the local wines?
Yes. One of the things that we'll do is we're going to going into some of the places. One of the places that we'll be exploring is Porac. And this is has a wonderful Mediterranean climate. It has rich red soil, which prevails in the surrounding area, and it's an ideal combination for vineyards and other agricultural ventures. So one of the things that we'll be doing is going into one of the vineyards. Another thing that's really going to be unique and a lot of fun for you is going out to this farm out in Motovon. And this is where we're going to visit a local farm in the midst of this wine-growing region. We're going to tour the farm and learn all about the foods that are grown there. And the nice thing about this, too, is that we're actually going to have a wonderful dinner here at the farm as well. So we'll be enjoying some of the locals. They're going to be telling us their way of life and really teaching us about the local farm traditions that they have there.
Another thing that I'm looking forward to is for people that love horses, this country has something very, very unique to offer. Pam, if you can hold on 1 second, we're coming up on a short break, and when we come back, you can tell our listeners about a very unique horse farm that we are going to. And this is something that you'll want to hear, so stay tuned.
Attention, all homeowners. Put down the pigskin. Lawn season is not over. Fall is when your lawn needs food to build its roots. And Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard is the food it wants. WinterGuard delivers the valuable nutrition lawns need to build strong roots. And fall is when lawns build their roots. So fall is when you need to feed. I repeat, put down the pigskin and pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard. Then pass the nachos. That concludes this alert from the Lawn Desk. For additional information, visit scotts.com.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com. Have you ever traveled with the Fall Fair Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
Attention, all homeowners. Put down the pigskin. Lawn season is not over. Fall is when your lawn needs food to build its roots. And Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard is the food it wants. WinterGuard delivers the valuable nutrition lawns need to build strong roots. And fall is when lawns build their roots. So fall is when you need to feed. I repeat, put down the pigskin and pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard. Then pass the nachos. That concludes this alert from the Lawn Desk. For additional information, visit scotts.com.
When it comes to emergency preparedness, you know it's the responsible thing to do for you and your family. You also know that preparedness, though a necessity, can cost hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Unfortunately, in these tough economic times, most cannot get ready for emergency situations. For many, preparedness has been placed on the back burner. This year has been tough for everyone, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't have any less of a chance in a crisis. That's why Ready Reserve is offering wholesale pricing to the public. When you're ready, give us a call, and we'll work with your budget and family size to help you grow your preparedness needs. The worst thing you can do is nothing. Ready Reserve Foods is here to help you make that first affordable step. Call Ready Reserve now and ask for a free catalog. Call 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, 1-800-453-2202. Making preparedness simple since 1972.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Good morning, and welcome to the Fall Parent Garden Club. We're just taking a few minutes of the program to tell you about the trip that we are planning in April. April 27th to May 5th of next spring, before the gardening season really gets going. And it's a trip that I think that you would enjoy. We try and find some unique areas. You know, sometimes it's just for the flowers and for the plant material. But this, I think, is a way that it will motivate you so that when you get back from this vacation, you're going to want to make your yard as beautiful as what you have just seen. We are talking with Pam Strand. She's a district sales manager from Colette Vacations, and she's the one that suggested that this would be a great place to travel because it's so unique. And she has been there and did nothing but rave about it, and that's why we are going here. Now, we were talking a little bit about what there is to see, and one of the places that we're going to be going is, for those of you that like horses, Pam, tell us about this unique horse and what we're going to see.
Well, Lipica will also be a really special day where we'll tour the Lipica horse stables and learn about this remarkable breed.
Pam, are you there?
I'm here, yes. Did you hear me?
Yeah. Tell us about this horse. What makes it so unique?
Well, the breed has been known since the second century, so it dates back, you know, back to Roman times, back when they, you know, when they were in the Roman colonies. So that's what puts the Lipica horses on the map here, and thus the town being named after this remarkable breed.
Now, these are the white horses that, if you have seen them, they can almost dance, right?
Yes, they're known for their gaitered. I guess that's what you might want to call it in equestrian terms. but they have a special type of unique way that they walk and that they gator through, so that you can really appreciate the beauty of these horses. And if you're a horse lover, this will be a very special day for you.
Now, is there anything special that our listeners should know about Croatia before they go?
Well, my thought is that the trip is really great for everyone who's looking for a moderate physical activity. It's casual. It's diverse. The currency is actually strong because you're using the Croatian kuna. So the currency right now is $1 equals 5.27 Croatian kuna, but you'll also be using some euro in parts of the trip too. So people want to be prepared that that they will need in a couple of the places that they'll be visiting some euro. But what's nice about this, it's a very inclusive product, so that they're not going to have a lot of out-of-pocket expenses except for those things that they may wish to purchase. And because the dollar is strong, any time that they're on their free time for any meals, it's going to be quite affordable for everyone. And nice thing is that no one's dressing up. We're all going to be casual, nice, comfortable walking shoes. So it's a wonderful, casual, leisurely paced tour.
And finally, one more thing. If people planning to join us on a vacation like this, what can they expect to see? We talked a little bit about some of the Roman ruins. We've talked a little bit about the coastal fishing villages. What was something that you remembered the most about Croatia?
Well, one of the things that I loved the most was how diverse it was, and how we went from a wonderful seaside village to this wonderful town that's set amongst the mists of the Julian Alps called Bled. There we took this wonderful platinum boat ride out onto Lake Bled, and it was just a wonderful day. So it was just so beautiful sitting amongst the Julian Alps, and then being able to come back to this wonderful little seaside town of Opatija. And the people are friendly. I just found that, you know, in comparison to all the places I've been, this was really just set apart for me.
Pam, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate all of your information. And if you'd like to join us and you'd like some information, write down this phone number, 888-997-BOAT, B-O-A-T, 888-997-BOAT.
We do not want you to be alarmed by what you're about to hear, but your lawn is in danger. Japanese beetles have spread to the entire eastern half of the U.S. That includes you. Aside from decimating trees, gardens, and rose bushes, these advancing beetles will lay thousands of eggs beneath your lawn. Eggs that become grubs, with an insatiable appetite for the roots of your grass. These grubby gluttons lie hidden for months, literally eating your lawn from the inside out. Should you be alarmed? Yes. And no, not if you use Scott's GrubX, the leading product for the prevention of grubs. GrubX kills Japanese beetle larvae as soon as they hatch, so they never have a chance to destroy your lawn. Again, there is no cause for alarm. One application of GrubX is guaranteed to work, but you need to act now. Because where there are beetles, there will be grubs. Scott's GrubX is available at lawn and garden centers everywhere, in a red bag with a large, ugly grub on the front. Better there than in your lawn.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home. ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives, and that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231, if we can help you. That's 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Dave on the line calling about a lily of the valley.
Okay, Dave, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. A couple of years ago, I had a beautiful bed filled with tulips and hyacinths. My wife decided that she'd like some Lily of the Valley as a back border for it. Well, needless to say, now all I have in the bed is Lily of the Valley.
Right.
How do I get rid of them?
Lily of the Valley, the best way to kill them is going to be when they are in full leaf, but you want to make sure that there is no foliage from your tulips and daffodils. So if you wanted to use a weed killer now, it will kill them and not hurt the bulbs that are in the ground. So something like Roundup or clean up or kills all. Now, clean up and kills all is the generic form of Roundup. Works very, very well. And the way that these three products work, they can only enter the plant through the leaves. So if you spill Roundup on the ground underneath a big tree, you never have to worry that the roots are going to pick up the Roundup and it's going to kill it. It's strictly through the foliage. Now, the one thing that I would do, Lily of the Valley, the foliage is very shiny. And that's telling you that there is a waxy cuticle or a waxy film on the foliage, and that helps to protect it during the heat and during cold so that it doesn't lose moisture. Mix your cleanup, Roundup, or Kills-All in your pump sprayer, and then after it's all mixed, put in maybe a tablespoon or two of liquid soap, Joy, Dove, Dawn, whatever you wash your dishes with, and then gently shake the can so that you disperse that liquid soap. And what will happen is the liquid soap will act as a wetting agent, and it will help the weed killer to stick to the foliage so that it does a better job. Like on poison ivy, it will almost double the rate of the kill because the weed killer sticks. A lot of it doesn't just wash right off. But if you want to do a job on it, I would do it now because the plant's getting ready to go dormant, and by putting the weed killer in it, it's going to move it down to the roots a lot faster.
Now, how long, David, would I have to wait before I can plant some more bulbs in that area?
Oh, you could plant them a couple weeks later.
Okay.
See, Roundup, Cleanup, and Kills-All is a biodegradable weed killer. The bacteria in the soil and the sunlight will destroy the product within 14 days. And this is one thing that I've always liked about this product. Let's say you want to put in a new vegetable garden, and right now it's grass. You take the Roundup, the Cleanup, or the Kills-All. You spray the foliage on the surface of the ground. You wait 2 weeks, and in 2 weeks, these plants are slowly dying. You rototill the garden and plant within 2 weeks. There's no other product on the market that will allow you to do this because it has a longer lasting of the product in the soil. But the sun and the microbes and the bacteria in the ground will totally destroy it in 14 days. So spray it, wait 2 weeks, dig it up, plant your new bulbs in there, and that way when spring comes, you'll have all kinds of flowers. And in the following spring, you can plant hostas, daylilies, coral bells, and things like that in your shaded garden. Thank you, Dave. Now, those of you that live in Rhode Island, I just want to remind you that next Saturday, September 19th, at the Stop and Shop on Greenwich Avenue in Warwick, is having the best homegrown tomato challenge. WHJJ Radio is working with the Stop and Shop, and there's going to be about $6,000 in prizes. So if you go to the supermarket and get some information there, you can go to this website, Nature Sweet Tomatoes, with an S, .com, NatureSweetTomatoes.com, and you'll have all the information about this contest, and I'm going to be one of the judges helping WHJJ to select the best homegrown tomatoes. So check it out. It's going to be a great day and a lot of fun. And that way we can see what your tomatoes look like in your garden. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Jerry on the line who's calling about his cayenne peppers.
Jerry, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm doing okay, but I've got I grow cayenne peppers every year. We like to have them around, and this year the variety is a super cayenne. Plants look healthy, and they set a number of peppers, but instead of turning red, they're starting to turn black. What do you think?
Is it a shiny black, or yeah, is it a softening of the tissue?
It looks to me like it's a shiny black and that the pepper itself is still firm.
Okay. Now, when it first started, it started green, but it's changing colors now.
That's right. They set in the nice green peppers, and I expected to see them, you know, as they do, turn red, but they're turning black.
Okay.
And I have sweet peppers that that's not happening to.
Okay. Well, if this is a new variety, it could be that particular color. I know sometimes peppers will change colors, like the green one. If you're growing yellow peppers or orange or red peppers, they start off green and then they change over gradually to the various colors. And actually, a green pepper that most of us eat is not ripe. We're eating the pepper before it has a chance to ripen.
Right.
And that's how we've always grown it. But if this is a new variety, that could be the actual color of it. And I know that the deeper the color of the pepper, especially these really hot ones, the deeper the color, the hotter and the spicier it's going to be. So I think everything is okay for you.
Just the wrong color.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Jared, who produces this show here, he grows a lot of peppers. And he sent me a lot of pictures of his peppers. He has yellow ones. He has orange ones. He has banana peppers that are that yellow color. And he has a lot of the spicy ones. So don't hang up the phone. Talk with Jared, and then he will tell you about his success with peppers. The one thing that I know is peppers, if you want a lot of fruit and you really want them to have a lot of taste, you need a summer with sun and with heat. And my dad, when he was alive and he had his garden, he would always put down that black plastic mulch, the one that had holes or came from Easy Gardener. And instead of a solid black plastic, it was full of little perforations, little holes in it, so that when you got a rain, the water could penetrate the ground. But he would lay out a row of the black plastic, cut little slits in it, and put his peppers in it. And he always had plants that were much, much bigger, many, many more fruit, because the sun would hit the black plastic, would warm up the ground faster and keep it warm longer. Eggplant, the same thing. When my dad grew eggplant the first year, he just planted them like he did tomatoes, and they did okay. And I told him, I said, next year when you plant the eggplant, plant them with the black plastic. And he tried it, and he doubled the amount of fruit that he had from the plants, and they got a lot bigger, and they also ripened faster. The hotter the ground, the hotter the air temperatures, the better your eggplant are going to grow. And the same thing with peppers. They'll get bigger. So you give that a try. But talk with Jared. He'll tell you what he's done with his. He sent me pictures, and they're amazing. His pepper plants are well over 3 feet, and they look just like a bush. They're incredible. Jared, before you talk with Jerry, who's up next?
Okay. Up next, we have Carol on the line who's calling about wild blueberry bushes.
Okay. Carol, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I love your show. I've been listening for a
Thank
long
you.
Time. I have
Thank
a
you.
Wild blueberry patch that's about 20 by 30 feet wide and 10 feet high.
Mm-hmm.
Not producing many blueberries. I've been putting mulch leaves and wood ash under. I've been here 25 years, so it's probably, this is an old farm area, so it's probably much older than that. There are blueberries at the very top, but I can't reach them. Just wondering, should I trim them or?
Okay. Well, there's a couple things that you can do. Next spring, cut them back, and they'll make all kinds of new growth. You will have less fruit because the flowers come on the tips of the branches, but if they're that big, it's time for you to say, hey, let's get some growth lower in the plant.
Okay.
The other thing that you mentioned is you said you're putting a lot of compost and leaves and pine needles, but you also said you put down wood ash, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wood ash makes the soil sweeter, and blueberries love the opposite.
Oh, okay.
So stop putting wood ash, and blueberries are one of the plants, and there's not many of them like this. The more acidic the soil, the better they produce. So to help to neutralize that wood ash that you've put, go to your local nursery and buy a fertilizer called aluminum sulfate. Aluminum sulfate. And when you look at the bag, it's going to say soil acidifier. And that's going to make the soil more acid, and your blueberries will make more buds and more berries. The bushes will grow thicker and produce more fruit for you. So stop the lime. That's part of the problem that's forcing it to produce less fruit because they don't like a sweet soil. So again, the more acidic, the better they grow. But put your compost, put your shredded leaves, put your pine needles. They love that stuff. The more organic matter around them, the better. But no lime at all. And again, cut them back. Maybe what you do is take every other plant so that you don't lose production. So this year, take the first, the third, the fifth, and cut them back by a third. So that way you've got fruit from the others. And then next year, cut the first, the third, and the fifth. Okay? Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. Bugs and weeds got you down this year? How would you like to save on the products to do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertilome Kills-All to replace Roundup, twice as strong and half the price. Fertilome Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub, half the price and a big savings. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertilome.com, that's F-E-R-T-I-L-O-M-E.com, for a dealer near you. The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of Plantone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Hollytone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulbtone from Espoma. Are you tired of insects eating your trees and shrubs? Can't reach the top of those tall trees? Well, Bonide Products has the answer. Bonide Annual Tree and Shrub works systemically from the inside out and will prevent infestations on your trees and shrubs for up to 1 year with only one application right now. There's no spraying, just mix it in a bucket and pour it at the base of your trees or shrubs. The systemic insecticide gets absorbed through the roots and will travel throughout the entire plant and will not wash off. That's Bonide.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. the public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreenClean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreenClean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreenClean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreenClean. It cleans anything.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's orderchews.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. For those of you that have just joined us, next Sunday at 7:30 until 8, we have a very exciting guest for you. James Dwyer, he's a crop specialist for the University of Maine in Presque Isle. And Presque Isle is the capital of potato production for New England. More potatoes in the city of Presque Isle than any place else in New England. And James is going to tell us about the blight on potatoes and on tomatoes, the causes, how fast it spreads, and what we can do to prevent it from coming back. So those of you that had a problem with your tomatoes and your potatoes this year, I want you to call all your friends and all of your neighbors and tell them to tune in next Sunday from 7:30 to 8, and you're going to be amazed. The one thing that I will tell you is that there are ways, very, very easy ways, to prevent this from happening again. And two main causes for the problems that all of us had. I mean, big farms that had 5-6 acres of tomatoes, the entire crops were just wiped out. And there was basically no way of stopping it. But next Sunday, 7:30 to 8, James Dwyer, he's a crop specialist at the University of Maine, and he will join us from Presque Isle, and he will tell you everything that you need to do to prevent this from happening. And it's something that we can all do. We don't have to worry about ripping out the soil and starting fresh, but definitely join us, and we'll have that information. So if you have friends that are gardeners, please let them know so that we can spread the word. The one thing that he told us is that the rain was the main cause of it with the wind. A regular thunderstorm that came across, and we had a lot of thunderstorms this summer, remember? I'm sure you do. A thunderstorm can pick up the virus, this disease, and it can carry it 60 miles in one day. So you could have had a very sheltered garden, a very protected garden, and you could have been doing everything possible to prevent it. But with the number of storms we had and the amount of rain we had, they moved 60 miles every time we had a storm. And that was the main cause. The rain and the wind moving the spores around. We did have a problem with the box stores. The box stores suppliers were shipping soil that was contaminated. So if you bought plants from a box store, tomatoes, peppers, squash, cucumbers, pumpkins, any of the seedling flats or individual pots that you bought from them, they were contaminated. And that was the source of the problem all over New England. Let's go to the phone lines. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Peter on the line who's got a question about dahlias.
Okay, Peter, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
Good, and yourself?
I'm doing well. I do have a question about dahlias, and as I was waiting, I actually thought of a couple more questions, so I'm just going to try and throw them out to you quickly.
We have
dahlias every year. We put the bulbs in, and we start them early in buckets. After a while, we planted them, and after a while, they seem to grow wild in every direction. But yet, when I drive around, I come across a house that has dahlias that are just standing straight, and they're perfect, and they're beautiful. And I didn't know, is there a certain dahlia that grows just straight, or is it just that these people trained the dahlia to do that? And I do have a couple more questions. I was wondering what to use for a fertilizer for a PG hydrangea tree, and also if Fertilome's root stimulator can be used on already established perennials.
Yeah, the Fertilome root stimulator will stimulate the plants of not just new seedlings that you're putting in, but will help established plants to get a larger and more productive root system. The larger the roots, the better the plant is going to grow. A fertilizer for your PG hydrangea would be Plantone. And Plantone is all organic and all natural. Put it down now, and it will release it depending on the temperature of the soil. So when the soil gets colder, it releases less so that it doesn't force a lot of new growth. And after the top